craziest dream just today, fam. Literally just today. So I woke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fam, it was like I woke up and then I tried to move around and all of a sudden I was back like in the position I was in. So like I was trying to wake up, but I couldn't.
Wait. So like you're like paralyzed or something? Like you couldn't move?
Yeah. No. Listen. So bro, so I woke up. I was like trying to look at my window and all of a sudden I'm back in my position where I was sleeping. And then I wake up again. I look at my window and then I'm back in the position I was sleeping. And then I wake up again. I look at my window and I'm like, yo, why is it so dark in my room? I look at my window and there's like something covering the window, right? It's like some rag or some shit.
Covering your window?
Yeah. And I'm like, what is that, right? And all of a sudden, boom, I'm back in that position again. So it's like I woke up, but I didn't wake up. It was like I was still dreaming, but I was still trying to wake up. It was so, like a reoccurring freaking loop.
So like it was kind of like you're like restarting back into your position.
It was almost like I entered like different multiverses, fam.
Yo.
Nah, because deadass, it didn't feel like a dream. Like it felt
like real life, right?
It just felt like I kept waking up, but I always like went back into position.
Yo, do you know what's crazy? I was watching this one anime and it was just like that.
Really?
So like, it's basically like every single time he dies, he restarts his world from like the same spot.
Oh.
So like, yo, like what happened if like every single time that you restarted, like something like killed you or something?
Yeah. Like,
but like you wouldn't really remember it. Because you'll be back into your like your old spot and like you're just like restarting.
Oh shit! Is that erased? Is that the anime?
No, it's called ReZero.
Oh shit! Yeah, because it's like because maybe it's a respawn.
This guy's respawn.
Maybe it's a respawn. But fam, I'm telling you, because yo, guess what today is?
What is it?
Today's like supposed to be the super blood moon or something. You hear about that?
Yo, it's crazy. Yo, the first time I heard about blood moon,
yeah.
I was watching this Minecraft video.
What do you know about it?
I was watching this video and he's like, yo, the blood moon's coming. The blood moon's coming.
Yeah.
After like a whole bunch of zombies start coming.
You know what it is though?
Nah, what is it really?
So apparently it's like a reset or it's a beginning of a new age in the ancient Mayan calendar. So remember the Aztec calendar? It was like 2012. It's supposed to be the end of the world, blah, 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 right? So supposedly this time it's supposed to be the Mayan calendar is resetting and it's supposed to bring on like a new age of way of life.
Oh yeah.
So there's speculation and shit like, oh, this blood moon's gonna make us more spiritual or it's gonna like awaken people, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is it just so happens today there's like solar flares from the sun.
Nah, wait. Are you basically saying that today's a blood moon?
Yeah, no, today was the blood moon.
Today like, was the blood moon.
Yeah, when I had that dream, that weird ass dream.
No way. That happened when you had the dream?
Because listen, I woke up around like 9 or 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
The blood moon happened around that time, bro.
No way. Today, bro.
Today, exactly today. That's what I'm saying.
that's messed up. That's so way
what?
Much of a
yeah. What? Case. What if like that has like an effect on people? Do you think the moon could have an effect on like people?
Yeah, for sure. Yo, cause like it has an effect on the Earth too. Like with the whole like the tides and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I know like there's a whole bunch of like stories about when there's like a full moon.
Yeah.
There's all these like superstitions like werewolves and all that
or
stuff.
Or like spirits come out and shit.
Like, if you think about like full moon, that's when all that happens.
Yeah. And it's supposedly like a sign of something. It's supposed like it's always like werewolves are gonna come out, or it gives you special power. You know those like crystal people.
Yeah,
like,
people like, the people with the rocks. And
yeah. Bro, I'm not saying I don't believe in them, but like they take their rocks and leave them in moonlight to like charge them and shit. They definitely know something I don't. You know what I mean?
Well, yo, come on, man. Yo, charging rocks. I don't know about that.
But here's the thing.
About charging rocks.
So I looked a little bit into it. Because I know it sounds like super outlandish. Like, I never believed in that shit before. You know what I mean? But I'm always like very open-minded to see what people have to say about it.
Yeah.
So I watched a couple of videos. And there's this one video. She explained it really well. She's like, everything has a frequency, right? You believe in that?
Yeah. Oh, yo, I have something on that after you're done.
Yeah.
I have something on that.
So everything has a frequency. Everything like gives off a frequency, no, even if we can't see it, just like Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but yo, like there's energy all around us.
Yeah, there's energy all around us. And as we know, particles are always in motion. Particles always move.
Yeah.
So everything is moving. We just can't see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or our sight or our like consciousness cannot comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too hard to believe. Like people have stories of going nearby like these special rocks, right? Let's say they go into a cavern filled with like some type of quartz.
Yeah.
And apparently there's this story of a lady. She had like really, really sore knees or really like she was injured.
Mm-hmm.
And she went into this cavern with a whole bunch of quartz and she felt healed from the frequency.
Just from the energy and the frequency of the quartz.
Yeah, just from the frequency.
Because, yo, like, I seen them stuff with, like, people using, like, jade.
Yeah.
And, like, they, like, roll it, like, on their tight muscles or something. And, like, it heals them. That's what, like, yo, I always couldn't comprehend that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, how is this rock healing someone?
I know. That
makes no sense to me.
Because it's been talked about throughout history, you know?
Yeah, yo, like I heard, like, the Chinese been doing that for like years, yeah. Like hundreds of years. Man.
Years. Even like other civilizations, they found medicine through, obviously it's not like, it's not as advanced as what we have now. But back in the day, that's what they had.
Yo, but honestly, like what I was thinking, like that can just be a whole like placebo.
Yeah, effect. That's the thing, right? It could just all be a placebo.
Yeah, like people just think that they're getting better. So they actually end up getting better. Like somehow, like you know how it works, right?
Yeah, like the sugar pills and shit like that. But I don't know, man, because the thing is, I do believe in frequency, right? Yeah. I believe like manifestation happens through frequency.
Yeah, for sure.
Like everything, shit, even just like meditation, like feeling, you know, when you walk into a certain area and you get like a, you get a vibe, you get an energy from where you are.
Yeah.
Whether it be like, yo, for example, my uncle, he went to the concentration camps in Poland, like long, long time ago, right?
Uh-huh.
To go check it out. And he said right when he was there, he got that energy of like, it was unright. Like something wasn't right there. It was very unsettling. Like it was very dark energy there. And it's not too hard to believe because you had those feelings too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yo, like even like, if I go to like Niagara Falls or something,
yeah,
like I kind of feel like the presence of its power. Like I can feel the energy of it.
Yeah.
Or like if I go to like a place that has like a high spiritual level, like you can definitely feel that in like in the area.
Yeah.
And yo, have you ever had like randomly, like just like a ringing sensation like in your ear?
Yo, okay. I forgot to tell you this. I forgot. In my dream, bro, in my dream today, this morning during the blood moon, when I was having that reoccurring shit,
yeah,
I had a pounding ringing in my ears the whole time, bro.
Wait. Yo, hold on. Oh, I'm about to add on to that.
Let me hear.
Okay, so I was looking into this thing about like the ringing of the ears.
Yeah.
So basically what they're saying is that like whenever it rings in your ear, depending on which ear, it has a different message.
Oh.
So basically what they're saying, if you hear ringing on your left ear, I think it was, it's like a sign or like a prophecy about something that's about to happen in your life.
Whoa.
It's like a sign of something that's about to happen like on earth.
Damn.
And after, for your right ear.
Yeah.
It's supposed to say like, you're supposed to like, it's like a message from like a higher being. So that can be like a God. It can be like, it can even be like Satan, like devilish, or it can be from like a past loved one.
Damn. That's crazy.
And it's crazy. Yo, it's crazy because on my way here, I got one of the ringing sensations, but it was in my left ear.
Just now.
Bro,
I'm telling you, there's something up with the moon. There's something up with the moon today or some shit.
Like, I got it like just now. So like, I have no idea what's about to happen.
Bro.
And they're also saying like, depending like on like the frequency.
Yeah.
Like if it's like if it's like a louder one, like I think it's like more like intense. Like if it's like hard ringing.
Yeah.
Then whatever the message is more intense. And if it's like a soft ringing, then like it's less.
Bro, when I had my dream, it was literally like, it was like deafening ringing.
Damn,
it was like super loud. And it was like, like I couldn't even, it was just like so loud, bro. It was like someone plugged in an amplifier and like put it to 12 type shit.
Yo, that blood moon energy, man.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what that means, but like, it's crazy to just think about these things. Like maybe there is a connection. Maybe there's not. That's maybe this is all in their head, but.
But yo, like it's too much of a coincidence though.
Yeah.
Like now that I think about it,
mm-hmm.
like all that happened like on the day that's supposed to be the blood moon.
Yeah.
Cause like, yo, like normally that's not gonna happen.
Okay. Going back to what I was talking about with my dream in the multiverse, right?
Uh-huh.
Like if it literally felt like I was going into different universes of myself. Like it literally just felt like myself, like as if I just woke up myself.
Yeah.
Now there's this story I heard from Joe Rogan's podcast. He had Paul Stamets on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a scientist, a real scientist. And he specializes in like studying psychedelics, like psilocybin specifically, right?
Yeah.
Now he said this story of how he triggered a multiverse experience
through a trip.
But listen. So he said he took like a super high dose of psilocybin mushroom, and he ended up like passing out into a lucid dream.
Uh-huh.
A lucid dream. And what he saw a field of dead cattle. A field of dead cattle, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, bro, he was saying like, okay, once he saw that, he's like, nah, fucking the world's gonna end.
Yeah, yeah.
Either like there's gonna be a war, a nuclear war, or some shit, right? Because why would you see a field of dead cattle, right?
That's definitely a sign for something.
So time goes by, He tells his friends, like, okay, I think the world's gonna end on this day, right? So he writes in his calendar. The day comes around, right? it's like a rain, a thunderstorm, crazy storm happening in his area. And he has to go rush to his cottage because he left like his research there and he doesn't want it to get destroyed, right?
Yeah.
So he's driving to his cottage, gets all his studies, puts in his truck, drives off, right? As he's driving off, he sees a field of dead cattle, bro.
No. That's way too much of a coincidence.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, when have you ever seen that, bro?
No, because, like, listen. He said it felt like a lucid dream, right? And, bro, sometimes you had a lucid dream before.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Lucid dreams literally feel just like real life.
Mm.
It's almost as if you're just there. Like, your brain doesn't comprehend that you're dreaming sometimes.
Yeah, you're dreaming, yeah.
Like, even if you know you're dreaming, like, the senses, your senses, it's like vamped up. You feel everything.
Yeah.
Like you can almost like smell.
That was, yeah.
All the senses work there. So, bro, what if it's just, it's like you went into a different
like verse, like a multiverse.
Yeah. One of those different multiverses and you're just there. It's like a glimpse of it, or it just put you in that position.
Yo, but like, well, what's the thing that triggers that though? Like, what do you think would trigger that?
I don't know, man. I think maybe it's just like events of very high spirituality.
That's what you think?
Maybe because some people can access this through like meditation and shit, I think, right?
Yeah, because like I've seen like a lot of people like through meditation, like they reach like their enlightenment.
Yeah.
And, like that's like kind of like going into another universe.
Mm-hmm. You had crazy dreams like that or what?
Man, yo, do you know what's crazy? Yo, I had this one lucid dream.
Yeah.
And like it was so simple.
Yeah.
But like, it felt so real to me. Like
what was it?
I still can't believe that it was a dream.
What was it, bro?
Yo, the dream was literally just me going downstairs into my kitchen.
Yeah.
And eating a Rice Krispie. But bro, I'm telling you, it did not feel like a dream at all, man.
Like you tasted it and everything.
I tasted it. I could feel it.
Bro.
Bro, it was so crazy.
What if it actually just happened and you're just like sleepwalking?
I even have Rice Krispies at home. But no, the crazy thing is that, like, yo, that felt more real than like my past life story.
Word.
Like it felt the same as that.
It felt the same as that. Cause when you're dreaming, sometimes you don't know you're dreaming.
Yeah, that's true.
Like this could be your dream right now.
Yeah, true.
This could be a dream right now, bro. Like, yo, wake up. Yeah, you wake up.
You see me cage right
there. Yeah, it goes into the same thing with like simulation and shit. What if this is just all like a sham? Man, like who knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, cause like I can't talk down on it because I don't know the answers. Like, well, what am I gonna see? So like that's why whenever people like tell me these crazy stuff, like I always like give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's facts.
Because like I can't prove it wrong and I can't prove it right.
Yeah, that's so true. Because I don't want to like knock on somebody's like excitement. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying.
If you want to get, it's fun to get excited about these things, right? Obviously, like there's not really a lot of proof to some things we say, but it's fun to just explore.
So, like think about it. Like at least give it a chance.
Yeah, and that's kind of like people saying, "Oh, woke." You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I'm woke.
But it kind of makes sense where. If you kind of lean away from the regular,
yeah,
like the regular thoughts you're supposed to think about, or like even what people tell you you're supposed to believe,
yeah.
If you think about it in the other way, then shit, in a sense, it is kind of woke.
Yeah, and yo, honestly, like I think like that's how you grow as a person, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like learning stuff that you're maybe like uncomfortable with,
yeah.
Or that you like don't know the answer to, mm-hmm. like just giving it the chance. I feel like that's like real growth right there.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Because even if you learn morals through like just adults, right?
Yeah.
You never really learn through yourself. I feel like the things you hold the most is things that you learn through yourself.
Nah, for sure. That's exactly how I see it.
Because I feel like that's more valuable too. Because you realize it yourself rather than somebody telling you.
Yeah, because like me, like I'd rather experience it for myself than like have someone like, oh, like tell me like this is the way you should do it. Like this is the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true, bro. Okay, yo. I have this crazy theory about you ever heard the Aladdin theory?
I think I know about
you know Aladdin, you're gonna say
I know about this one. I think I know about this one.
So The Aladdin theory, right? Crazy. Bro. So there's a crazy theory that Aladdin takes place in a post-apocalyptic future.
Yeah, this is one.
Fam. Okay. In Aladdin, when the genie first comes out, he says he was trapped inside that lamp for over 10,000 years. Bro. Now tell me why throughout the movie, the genie has knowledge about neon signs.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Neon signs, microphones. He knows about pop culture. He referenced like Jack Nicholson and like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how
are you supposed to know that?
How does he know that if Aladdin was based in like early centuries Arabia?
I'm telling you, it's definitely in the future then.
Yeah, so that means Aladdin took place in a post-apocalyptic future after, like, let's say, like a nuclear war or some shit. Because listen.
Like, that's why, like, it's all sand and all that.
Yeah. So listen, in the Aladdin game, I think it's for the DS or some shit.
Oh.
In one of the levels, in the background of the shot, there's a unexploded nuclear bomb in, like, in the water. In Aladdin. But isn't it, Aladdin's like Arabia, right? Like that's what I'm saying. Early centuries.
Yeah, that's like early. That's way, like way past our time.
Yeah, like that's early civilization. So why is it that
there's nukes
and there's nukes and there's fucking, the genie knows references of all of this past shit, bro? How?
Nah, it all adds up.
It all adds up, right?
That's way too much.
But yo, there's so many theories like that about like, it's always like a post-apocalyptic.
I know, it's like SpongeBob.
Yeah, like SpongeBob.
Like, what else?
Even Pokemon, eh?
Yeah. This is the same thing about Flintstones. Like Flintstones are like almost the same theory as Aladdin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yo, like basically they're saying that the Jetsons like took place before the Flintstones. Yeah.
Place before
it? Yeah, they're saying that the Jetsons was first and then it was the Flintstones after.
Damn. So it was like a futuristic civilization.
Yeah. And after
it got destroyed?
Yeah, like I'm not sure what exactly happened. It somehow got destroyed and we kind of like restarted that civilization again.
Damn. Do you think that's possible with our Earth? Do you think that was possible?
Yo, this is what I heard actually.
Yeah.
I heard that like humans, like we actually lived on other planets. Like we actually lived on like Mars, like Venus and all that stuff before.
Word.
But then like basically what we did on those planets is the same thing that we did to like this planet. So we basically like destroyed it and then we moved to another planet, which is Earth. And after just like a whole cycle all over again.
Oh,
so after
shit.
That, like we're probably gonna like destroy Earth and then it's gonna become a planet just like Mars or something.
Damn.
And then we're gonna go to another planet and we're gonna restart it.
That's crazy.
So like that's basically like how it was.
Yo, because imagine they go to Mars and then they see like relics.
Yeah, yo, no, that's
oh
so
shit
true.
That we've made before.
Yo.
That'd be insane, man.
Yo, like imagine we go to Mars and we see like pyramids.
Yeah.
Like, but like it's covered because like, it's been how many like thousands of years.
Yeah, or what if you see like freaking like TVs and shit there?
Yo.
Like a bicycle or some shit.
Because like, yo, they say like there used to be like water on Mars. Like Mars used to have like,
I think it has water right now.
Oh,
no?
It still has water right now?
I think it might.
But yeah, well like if you think about like if it had like a whole bunch of water before, that means it can sustain life.
Yo, I think wasn't there a study where they found life at Mars?
Really?
I think there might have been.
What type of life? Like,
because the water was found underground, right?
Yeah,
I believe I saw an article talking about it, and they found like microorganism, not like life as in like a being.
Yeah,
but a microorganism. I think they found life through water in that.
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised, man.
If it is true. If that's true, like that we came from other planets and destroyed it. If you look at the galaxy, freaking all of those planets are uninhabitable anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Like it probably been through fucking the apocalypse.
Like that next apocalypse, the nuclear strikes.
Yeah, yo, nuclear strikes and shit, right?
Cause yo, like look at all the planets, man. Like they're all like mashed up.
Mm. And you know those theories about how aliens came down and then made humans here.
Yeah.
What if it was just us just bringing the humans over?
Yo.
Right? Okay, do you think we came from apes?
We came from apes?
Yeah,
I think we did.
Okay, do you think we came from apes or do you think we came from a new species like entirely?
Wait, what do you mean?
So like, do you think we evolved from apes or do you think we were something completely different?
Shoot, yo, that's hard to tell, man.
Because
I kind of feel like it's kind of like a mix. I want to say like it's like a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
But like I do believe that we evolved from apes.
Yeah. That I feel like that's the that's the common belief, right? That's a common belief that we came from, like the Denisovians, like the Neanderthal, right? But there's other theories that we're an entirely different species that came from the water. Okay, you know when we're born, right?
Yeah.
We were born in water, in the womb.
Yeah.
So we can we could survive, like, in water. And if you look at our hands, we have, like, webbed.
Yo, low-key.
Wait, do monkeys have webbed hands, too?
I don't think they do.
Yo, wait, let me...
I don't think they do, man.
I don't think so, because it's, like, hair covering a lot. It's, like, a crazy thought, but... Do monkeys have webbed hands? They don't.
They don't have it?
Hold on. Wait, it doesn't give me a clear picture.
Because, because, like, if it's saying that they don't have it and we evolved from them, why would we?
Well, we kind of, it's not like webbed though. That's the thing.
Because, like, if we evolved from monkeys, why would we have these and they don't?
It's not giving me a clear picture. Why is there no, like, clear pictures?
With MC?
Are these considered webbed? I actually don't know. Like kind of, right?
I think, to me, they're webbed, bro. To me, they're webbed.
And some people have, like, even more web than that. You know? But why are we such good swimmers?
Yeah, I can't even swim, fam.
Nah, because my uncle was telling me this theory how we're just a completely different species and we came from amphibians and shit.
Yo, I swear that's what monkeys came from. Or every single species on Earth came from the water at one point. Because the first organisms were in the water. As soon as, like, the Earth's, like, tectonic plates started moving, that's when, like, the land started appearing after they transferred onto the land.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah, because I remember watching this, like, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. I know life came from water. I know that. I know life came from water. But I did hear that humans came from fungus, fam.
Oh, no, I remember you talked about that
once. Yeah, came from fungus, like...
That one's crazy, bro. Yo, okay. That one's so crazy.
This is what's crazy, right? Because fungus is a carbon-based life form.
Yeah.
Just like us. They breathe oxygen and release carbon dioxide. Just like us, right? Just like us. Fish don't do that shit.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. This was even in, like, there's studies on this. We may have come from fungus, fam.
From fungus.
From fungus. And what's crazy is, if you think about fungus, if you think about plants, they kind of use us. In a sense, we come from the earth and then we're going to end up dying and come back to the earth.
It's like a whole cycle.
We take, we eat, whatever, and we become nutrients for plants.
After they're absorbing that.
They're absorbing us.
They're absorbing us. Yo.
You ever bagged that though?
Nah, I never really thought about it like that. They're basically eating us.
Yeah, it's just longer. It's just way longer. Yeah, it just takes way, like, thousands of years or even, like, whoever knows how long.
Uh-huh.
Because they're absorbing our nutrients. We're nutrients for plant life.
And after they're, like, nutrients for us.
And they're nutrients for us at the same time.
Yo, that's wild.
So there's this theory that fungus and plant life are way smarter than we think.
Uh-huh.
And they're using us to manipulate us to, like, let's say, go eat that shit. I need more of those vitamins. And then when you die, you end up, like, giving all that vitamin C to them.
Give me that. Give me that back. Okay, like, whenever humans eat mushrooms and, like, they get into, like, that psychedelic stage.
Yeah. Psilocybin mushrooms. Yeah.
So, like, do you think, like, that's what a true human is, kind of? Like, that feeling?
Maybe.
Because, it, like, if you say, like, we come from them, like, if we were to consume that.
Yeah, you know what? Let's say this theory is true. Like, we came from fungus. We came from that. And we have, like, spiritual connections with that through, like, psychedelic experiences and shit. Maybe there's more truth to... Maybe there's more of a connection than we think.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more of a connection where they can communicate to us in a sense, like...
Oh, like, through that.
Through us consuming it.
Yo, maybe.
Because if we consume, like, let's say we eat food, right?
Yeah.
Our body takes the nutrition, whatever. And you know how some things we eat has negative effects on us?
Yeah.
Like, it could give us anxiety. It could give us depression, depending on what shit food you eat, right? Like, if you eat a lot of, like, processed food, you're going to have depression.
Yeah, like, you're going to feel bad. Like,
You're going to be obese, whatever, right? It has an effect not only on the physical, but also the mental.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard to believe, like, maybe there's a chance that consuming those psychedelic mushrooms, consuming something with psychoactive material, is their way of, like, communicating with us.
Yo, because, like, yo, that's so crazy to think about. I feel like whenever they do that, they're seeing the real world, kind of.
Mm.
Because, like, I know, like, whenever, like, they do it, like, they see... Like, the trees and, like, the earth is, like, alive to them.
Yeah.
And like they can actually feel their energy more through that.
You know how we talked about the third eye and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever seen like a calcified third eye?
No, I haven't.
Bro, there's Google images on that. Damn. It says that fluoride, the active component in all of our water systems, calcifies our third eye, our pineal gland. And I saw pictures of it, bro. It literally looks like, let's say my tongue, like a gland covered in freaking like white shit all around it. No homo. Pause. No, no, but it looks like salt. Like, you know, in the winter when you put salt on your driveway?
Yeah. And like, it's all crusty. And
it's all crusty and shit. Dog, it looks like it's crust like that.
The third eye?
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to show you. You got to see this. I'll show you a crusted up pineal gland. Look at that.
Bro, what is that?
Bro, that's our pineal gland. That's in our brain, fam.
That's in us?
That's in our brain. That's our pineal gland.
That looks like some alien type.
Supposedly.
Are they saying like that's what our third eye is?
Yeah. Supposedly, this is what our third eye is. And supposedly, this is what triggers our dreams. This is what triggers creation of DMT. And this is what triggers like our emotions and shit. Like our soul. Apparently, this is like the soul.
That's our soul.
Yeah.
Yo, that's messed
up. This is like the freaking our antenna type shit. Yo. And bro, so take this in, right? There's a theory that the reason there's fluoride in our water, the reason that shit, because did you know there's a study that fluoride does nothing for us, like health-wise?
Health-wise? Oh, I didn't.
It's only good for your teeth. It's good for your teeth, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything to clean the water. Like someone did a study on it. And it's proven that there's no correspondence to being healthier for us. But it does show negatives on our pineal gland. So what if it's put on there on purpose?
Why would they do that though?
Maybe they don't want us to use it.
To use water?
No, our third eye.
Our third eye?
What if it's a way to like suppress the population? Yo.
So, you're basically saying that all these water companies
put fluoride in our water so that we
can't open up our third eye.
So we can't open up our third eye.
Yo, that's wild to think about.
Because look, if you were a king, right?
Yeah.
And you had a special power that no one else knew about. Let's say you're the government, or like whatever secret society, right?
Yeah.
And you know of a power that nobody else can contain or nobody else knows about yet.
Yeah.
Until an awakening or some shit. And you have a way to suppress everybody else.
Yeah, I'm not giving that to everybody
else. You don't want to give it to everybody else,
I definitely wouldn't. Right? Like, that'll definitely just be for, like, me and my group.
Exactly. What if that's a way they fucking suppress our third... That's the whole conspiracy about it, right?
Because
if it has no health benefits for us and only negatives...
Then, like, why would we put it in?
Then why would we put it in? Besides for our teeth and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, there's definitely something up to that.
Yeah. Any water. Our tap water, spring water, whatever.
Yo, like, I kind of want to see, like, a study of the brain of, like, someone who drinks water, like, without the fluoride and someone who does.
Yeah.
And then, yo, I want to see what the difference is.
Yo, we got to look into that stuff.
Yo, because I'm telling you, I feel like the people with that drink it without the fluoride, mm-hmm. like, their brain activity is going to be way higher.
They're
going to be thinking about some next stuff.
Because the pineal gland is supposedly, like, it's like our Wi-Fi type shit.
Yeah.
You know how people say they can communicate telepathically in? And they can like read people's minds. It's used through their third eye. That's what they say. It's used through the third eye. So it definitely holds another power that we don't really know about.
Like, bro, what if the people who are drinking it without the fluoride and they're able they can do that telepathically.
Yeah,
but they're doing it to like other beings on like other planets or something.
Maybe that's the reason why we can't see other beings.
Maybe that's you never know like there could be like another being right here, fam.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of the table and we wouldn't know.
Maybe that's the reason. Because it's like a filter. It's like we're suppressed.
Like there can be there can
we're
be
held down. Us. Yeah. We're like those are like our chains we're held down on.
What happens like when you take like those like psychedelics and those like mushrooms?
Breaks that filter.
It just breaks the filter, man.
Yo, you know what's super crazy? You know what's so I still think about today?
Wait.
Bro, this is so crazy, fam. Tell me why there's still like symbols of the Illuminati and Masonic symbols on the $1 American bill. Still to this day.
Is there actually?
You never noticed that?
Are you talking about like with like the pyramid?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know about the pyramid, like on the $1 bill.
Bro, I'm gonna show you something. Why would the American $1 bill have a pyramid when they're not Egyptian?
Yo, nah, for
real. Why would it have the all-seeing eye, not Egyptian? On the American dollar bill.
No, that makes no sense.
And it's proven by history, those images are used. It's used by the Masonic cults.
And like, yo.
Secret societies.
It's crazy because like all those like Masonic symbols, like you can see those in every everyday things too. Like even like in the I think it's like the app store, like the app store, like they have like the Masonic like compass and the book.
Oh shit. And
it's basically like the same thing.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, and after even for like
this symbol?
Yeah, that symbol right there.
Yo,
that symbol right there.
Are you serious? Because it is the triangle.
Yeah,
shit.
It's a triangle. And then also it's also for on the Gmail, like, you know, like the Gmail symbol.
No way.
Yo, there's pictures of like the Masons, like the Freemasons, and they have that exact symbol like on their pouch.
The M?
Yeah.
Nah, are you serious?
They have like, yeah, they have like that exact thing, but like it's like on their pouch or something that like they wear.
Yo, what the
f-? Oh, I saw the similarities and it was wild. And there's even more, man.
Bro,
even more.
That's messed up. Okay, I'm gonna show you a crazy theory. So you see the $1 bill, right?
Yeah.
So you see how it has the
eye.
Fam, has the all-seeing eye and the pyramid. Why the fuck? Why on American dollar bill? Why would they have that shit, right? Uh-huh. Now check this out. This is where it gets so crazy, bro. This is where it gets so crazy. So if you make the Star of David like this, so let's draw the star, right? Down here, down here, down here. What letters does it attach to? There's an M.
Uh-huh.
There's an N.
No.
Yo, and then make another triangle here down. A, uh-huh. S, O.
Wait, what's that spell?
Mason. Bro, look, if you make the triangle, right? Hold on, I'm gonna draw it out. Look. I'm gonna draw this straight out. So look, from here to here.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then obviously the triangle, right?
Yeah.
So where the points connect, A S M O N.
No way.
Mason. It spells Mason.
Bro. Yo, I'm actually shocked right now. I'm shocked. Yo, there's too much going on in that. There's too much going on in
that. So that's the craziest part is like, why would they have it there? Why would they have it there? That just goes to prove the people in power are part of that group.
And like, bro, like, That's everywhere. Like there's dollar bills everywhere. Like,
yeah.
The Google symbol and like Gmail, that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they trying to tell us?
Damn, it's just showing who's in power. Cause it lines up too much, right? It's like, this shit's not by accident, bro.
That's not by accident.
That's not by accident.
Like, come on, it spells out the word.
Yeah.
The Star of David, the pyramid, the eye.
Come on. The fact that it's on the $1 bill means that they're in power. They have the power to do that shit, and they're showing their power by doing that.
Cause like it makes no sense, because that has nothing to do with American history, like the whole pyramid and stuff. Like well, what does that have to do with American history? Unless I'm wrong or something, but
no, it has nothing to do with American history.
But exactly. So like, why would that be there?
And it's crazy. It's still there. Like, no one took it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And it's been like how many years?
Like, they still haven't changed shit. It's a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's even crazier? Fuck, this is kind of dangerous talking about it, but like, what's even crazier is like, American presidents were part of the Freemasons.
Like who?
A lot of the American presidents. I believe George Washington was a Freemason. I believe maybe Abraham Lincoln. I forgot.
Uh-huh.
But I know a lot of them were part of the I think George Bush.
I wouldn't be surprised, Freemason. Man.
Now, some of the signs of Freemasonry are like the triangle.
Yeah.
You see it with like the Illuminati, whatever, the all-seeing eye. Same shit. And another symbol is whenever you see a person do this.
Like trying to hide something?
No, they put their hand. It's almost like their salute. Like they put their hand here.
Uh-huh. What does that symbolize?
It just symbolizes their Freemason, bro. So if you ever see somebody with that shit, hold on. Let's see. Let's pull it up.
Yo, I feel like there's going to be like some like celebrities just secretly doing that.
Right here. See that?
Yeah.
See how his hand's like right here?
You see, yo, and that symbol I was talking about for the App Store.
Yo!
That's the App Store symbol.
Yo, that's the App Store symbol.
That's what I was talking about.
What the fuck? Why is the App Store symbol the Freemason logo?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, bro.
Bruh. Nah.
Why, bro? That mean?
Nah, you know what's even crazier, bro? Like, what does that have to do with the App Store? What does it have to do with apps, and what does it have to do with the App Store?
I don't know, but yo, but there's definitely something fishy about the apps for downloading, man.
Yeah, bro, what
there's
the?
There has to be something fishy about
no,
it.
The logo, right? What does? I'm speechless, bro. I'm speechless. No, cause like,
like, bro, that's on their chain, man. That's on their chain. That's what they rep.
No, cause it has nothing to do with like applications. Oh, well, what does it do with apps? Nothing have to do with a store, at least, right? What? There's nothing like a marketplace logo. It's literally just that. What the fuck?
Like, yo, that.
Yo. Josh, you're onto something, bro.
Bro, like.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. So see the Freemason salute, this shit?
Yeah.
So let's see. Freemason salute celebrities. Let's see some celebrities doing this shit, bro. They're not showing it.
I feel like I definitely seen some people in power do that.
So if you ever, like, send us in the Discord if you see some of these. We'll talk about it. But yo, so there's this story, right? I believe an American Idol winner.
Yeah.
He was contacted to join, like, the Freemasons, Illuminati, blah, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
Now, he made a video, literally like a 3-5 hour video, I think.
God damn.
Exposing them, telling them about like, telling everybody about this secret society and a secret religion of the world, right?
Yeah.
And this is celebrated throughout like the highest powers in the world, whether it be political leaders, celebrities, influencers, everything, right?
Yeah.
Bro, what's fucked up, what's really crazy, he was found dead.
No way.
In like a car crash, supposed suicide, but
nah, something
everyone right. From his family, everyone from his family said that he was never suicidal or he never showed signs of wanting to commit suicide. So that shit looked like an accident.
There's definitely something on, man.
Bro, that's why it's like, it's scary to talk about these things, but like,
that ain't no accident, man.
I know.
That ain't no accident.
You think this shit's real?
Man, like again, like what I said before, like I don't have enough to prove it wrong and I don't have enough to prove it right, man.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's like right in front of our faces type shit, you know?
Yeah, like I feel like they want us to see it.
Yeah.
It's something that they want us to see.
Or what if it's all just for jokes and shit? Well, let's flip the script. Let's flip the script. What if it's all just for jokes? Like this is just all for like freaking, they thought that's what it is.
That's really something else.
Yeah, yeah. What if it's like that too?
That'd be pretty funny.
That's something I would do, to be honest.
That'd be, yo, because like, they can do that to like cover up their real motives, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, for sure.
And like, even, bro, because throughout Hollywood and shit, throughout movies, there's always references, even in cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? What was that show? Gravity Falls?
Oh, Gravity Falls is crazy, man.
Yeah, one of the characters was literally like that Illuminati, the pyramid guy. Yeah. The pyramid guy. And Uncle Stan had like, he was a member of the Freemason. He had like the hat, right? And even like Teen Titans Go, they fight the Illuminati.
They fight? Yo, I'm trying to see the episode with that.
Like they enter this building and it's like a secret like base, like a secret society base, and they fight the Illuminati, like
that
ass.
Well, that seems live.
Okay, look. If you were like, let's say, if you were a high rep in one of these secret societies, would you want to leave clues for everybody else to find just for fun?
Yeah, for sure. Just for fun?
Mm-hmm.
Like just to see like people like try and like solve the case?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll definitely do that.
Like as a little mystery or like a little Easter egg, right?
I'll definitely do that.
Because even like game creators too, when they make their video game, they would code in like some little secrets you guys can find out.
Yeah, just like references. Easter eggs.
Yeah, Easter eggs. Some shit like you find funny, you know?
Nah, I would definitely do that.
And what if all these symbols, what if all these like Freemason, Illuminati, what if this is all just Easter eggs?
And like it all means nothing.
It all means nothing. Maybe.
That's possible, man.
Yeah, maybe. Because I would do that. You feel me?
A jumper's jump clues, bro.
Yeah.
But nah, yo, I definitely feel like Freemason symbols are like, they're definitely sprinkled like everywhere. Like in our everyday, and we just don't notice it.
Yeah, bro.
I'm telling you, the App Store one, like, yo, there's no way you would have noticed that. Like, just yeah, like, just off the rip.
I would have never noticed that.
Unless, no way.
Like, I just noticed that now. Research it. Just now, because he told me.
Yeah, like, so, like, imagine, like, all these other symbols that we're seeing every day.
There might be so much more, fam. But the thing is, like, you can make hidden meanings out of anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's actually kind of true.
Like, you can just pretend, like, oh, this fisherman makes a triangle, you know? Illuminati confirmed. Illuminati. Or some shit, right? Really, the way I'm sitting is, like, a salute, or some, you know?
They're gonna go, they're gonna zoom in on the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, the third eye right there on your arm, like.
Yeah. Or even like, you know, when I took that picture like this.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
I did that on purpose to see if anyone would say like, oh, Illuminati.
Did anyone say anything about it?
Yeah, some people DM me like, yo, you joined the Illuminati? Like, nah, bro.
Nah, do you know what killed me, bro? The Discord, man.
Oh yeah, the Discord is sick.
Yo, I've been seeing some of the memes that they made up. And yo, do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of when we're back in high school and we're in Comtech.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Comtech class?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember one time, like, we're making like these fake like election posters for like our
friends. Oh, yo, that's a sick story. That's a sick story. All right, tell the story. Tell the story.
So basically, like, we're in this class called Comtech. So like, we used to like make like a whole bunch like videos and like digital art.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was election time, like around our school. So like, people were like running for like president.
Yeah, like
president.
Class first or like school president.
Yeah,
like
school
shit.
President.
Yeah.
So basically, what me and Carlos did, we took our friends and we took their faces and we'll put them on like album pictures.
Yeah.
So one of them was like, it was like Tyler the Creator, like Wolf.
Yeah.
And instead of like Tyler's face, you put our friend's face.
It's like, vote for it.
It's like, vote for this guy. And then, like, we did the same thing with J. Cole. And then after we created it, like, we printed a whole bunch.
And we put them all around the school. We put them all around the school.
And those people, they weren't even running for anything.
That was a goated moment, bro.
Nah.
That was one of the most, like, creative things I did.
And, yo, like, also, it was, like, off the rip. Like, it was impulsive. Like, we just did it.
Yeah, we were just bored that day.
There was no thought.
Yo, I think it was, like, we had a supply teacher or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I don't want to do work today. Like, what do you want to do? And we got those pictures from Google. Like, whoever had like Google images of them.
Yeah, we just took it. We just cropped out their face.
Oh my god, bro. Yo, how come I feel like now I would run for like school president or something just for fun.
Yeah, no, I would do that too.
But when I was younger, I was like so shy. Like, I didn't want to do it.
Cause like, yo, like, that's a lot of people looking at you, man.
Yeah.
And like, gotta do like that speech like in front of the whole school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, this guy, he was doing the speech, but he was rapping.
Oh, yeah, that was sick, though. That's so sick.
Yo, he's just freestyling the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yo, like, stuff like that, like, that's what gets your attention.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Or even just, like, I saw this TikTok. This girl got, you know, Cameo?
Yeah, yeah.
She got, like, Mr. Mosby. And then,
I think I saw that.
Like, all these Family Channel characters to make videos to vote for this girl, blah, blah. Let's say her name's, like, Look, what's a name?
Samantha.
Let's say her name's Samantha. I gotta cut that out. Let's say her name's Samantha, right? So Mr. Mosby, vote for Samantha, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I think Bertram, there's one with Bertram.
The one with Bertram? Yeah. Nah, yo, Loki, I want to do one of those cameos.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do one of those.
Who'd you get?
Man, that's hard, bro. I don't even know.
Yo, take it. There's one of Manny Pacquiao. And then one of his sample, you know how they have samples of what they do?
Yeah.
The sample he had was, hello, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. I hope you lose 30 pounds. Good luck and congratulations to your wedding. God bless you. Thank you.
It sucked because the thing he was talking about was like, I hope you lose 40 pounds or some shit like that. He's talking about like weight loss or some shit, right? So I had to like crop it out and like, hello, Carlos. It's such an awkward video too, because he's like rubbing his belly. He has like all the laundry in his background.
Oh, dead, bro.
I'm gonna see if I can find him. Put it up for you.
Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao. That's the best one for me.
That's perfect for you, bro. That's literally perfect for you.
And I sent it to my cousins, and then they believed it.
They actually
right?
believed it.
Yeah, because I cropped out like the ending part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it talked about like 40 pounds. Like, you know, but I cropped it out and like, yo, what? You know, Manny Pacquiao. And you could do that. You could do that if you get like a cameo properly. You can pretend like you're friends with somebody. Like your friends is like freaking Snoop Dogg or some shit.
I definitely want to do that, but I don't know who I'll do it with.
I think the funniest one was like Soulja Boy. Because Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy would be funny.
He gets into it, eh? He gets into it. Like, yo, young Soulja Boy. Big Draco.
Big Draco. They ain't no Soulja from the hood.
Yo, what the fuck happened to Soulja Boy anyway?
Yo, Soulja Boy?
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
Just fell off.
Yo, the only thing I remember, I forgot what type of company was it, but like, I think it was like a video game company. Like,
he made his own, right?
Huh?
He made his own video game?
Yeah, I think it was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he has his own like video game console. Yeah, you don't remember that?
Yeah, no, I remember.
I forgot what it's called, like the Soulja console.
Bro, his console was literally just like a AliExpress fucking console.
Yeah, it was basically like a Raspberry Pi or something.
Yeah, it was like a modded one, and then it had like Mario and shit. Like, bro, not even games like he can have on there. You know what I mean? It's just like pirated shit.
Yeah, like Pac-Man, like fake Pac-Man and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what the?
Nah, but like apparently, like the company, like they paid them millions, man.
No way.
Like, yo, he got a bag off it.
Yeah,
he got a bag.
I wouldn't be surprised. Soulja has a lot of eyes on him during that time where he's like Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
During that time, I think that's the last time we like heard of him. I think now he just like plays Twitch and shit.
Yo, right now he's just chilling because he has all that money now.
Does he have all that money though?
I don't know, man.
Does he have all that money?
I don't know. Yo, he's give me like Bow Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, you ever see the thing with Bow Wow?
He like went broke or some shit, right?
About there's like this one picture of like that he posts on Instagram of like how like he's on private jets and all that.
Mm.
After that same day, like so someone took a picture of him on a commercial flight, like sitting next
to
him.
Oh shit, are you serious?
Yeah.
So he was like pretending?
Yeah, he was pretending. And you're like, yo, this guy's not, he's not on private jets.
Yo,
right next to me.
This guy's faking it.
Yeah, there's a picture right there.
Cause yo, I feel like a lot of rappers, when they get a lot of fame and shit, they just blow their money.
Yeah, yo, especially like off the chains.
Yeah.
The cars and all that.
Cause a lot of rappers were one hit wonders.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go through it like freaking. For example, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, Soulja
Boy. I mean, he didn't have like a long lasting career. He had to do other shit to like keep his relevance.
Oh.
But someone like that, and then just go ball out, just all drop their money on other shit, right? Instead of like doing investment. But I feel like a lot more people are more, like a lot of people are smarter now.
Oh.
And they'll make those investments, but shit.
And I'm like, yo, like rappers, like they actually don't even make that much money. Because like let's just say like a rapper makes like a big hit.
Yeah.
Half of that is like basically going to like
management, yeah,
producers,
mm-hmm.
and like what I've been hearing is like, yo, rappers they make like probably like 30% of that,
mm. and then so the like people that make the most money is their management,
yeah, basically, and like the producers and all that,
the record label and shit,
yeah, yo, the record label that's the people who get all the money,
yeah. And I feel like the rappers that make their own label are the ones that make a lot of money.
Yeah, no, right? For sure. That makes, like Drake, like OVO and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like Travis.
Travis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they know how the game goes.
That's what I'm saying.
They know how the game goes.
They know, because they've been in the game for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they have to adapt.
Yeah. Bro, because I know this, I know of this YouTuber, right?
Oh,
he used to make like gaming videos and he stopped YouTube. But you know why?
Why?
To manage other YouTubers.
That's smart.
So he stopped making YouTube videos to manage other YouTubers.
No, that's
interesting,
smart,
right? Interesting.
Because yo, I feel like you'll be making way more money off doing that.
Because there's a lot of upcoming content creators, but they don't have like a direction. You know what I mean? They need like that support. Even us too, like we're still learning our ways.
Yeah, for sure.
It would be nice to have somebody to like
manage, like a mentor shit. Or something.
That's why you see a lot of those here in my garage. You know, those type of people.
Ty Lopez.
Yeah, like Ty Lopez. You have those people, they're making like hella money.
Beer money, bro.
Yeah, from selling these programs to people that they need a sense of direction. Honestly, during in a time of like struggle or in a time of where you feel lost,
like people are desperate, man.
Yeah, they're desperate
for that.
I look like I used to watch some Ty Lopez videos. I'm not gonna cap.
I can't lie. I watched one too.
Yeah, I watched a couple of videos, like because he seemed like he had shit down, and yeah, he gave out like valuable information. So shit, it works. It's a valid like career option rather than being the star, mm-hmm. being the puppet master.
Yeah, and like yo, I feel like a lot of people want to be like in this type of business, mm-hmm. like in the entertainment business, like whether like they're like the main star or like behind the scenes,
mm.
like a lot of people really like look towards this.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I think the entertainment business has the most kind of volume you can make.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause you can go from like a nobody to a superstar in like a couple days.
That's what I'm saying. All you need is that one video,
mm-hmm.
to like take you off.
Yeah. Once you have that attention,
like you just gotta sustain it.
Yeah, bro. Cause I think maybe that's why there's so much money in it. If you really bag it, how much money does a movie make? Millions on millions.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Millions on millions. And it's like, it's almost like an investment because people still stream that movie.
I'm saying you can put how many ads.
Yeah.
And all that.
You can sell it to like how many other streaming services, your songs, sell it to other commercials, sell it to like streaming services. Every time it gets played, you get a little bit of a piece, you know?
Yeah.
Even creating content on YouTube, you make all these videos. If people are still watching your videos, you're still gonna be making
money. That's what I'm saying. You're still making money. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's like a passive income.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's crazy? So I heard the YouTubers that actually make the most money are the YouTubers that make those like hour long freaking white noise music video or the white noise videos or like the ocean wave sounds or like the rainforest sounds, because they have it for, let's say, 12 hours. Somebody puts it on in the background and lets that shit play, and they make the most money.
Yo.
Because if you bag it, that's hella CPM.
That's bare. And plus, like, yo, the watch time on that too.
The watch time, bro. The watch
time's going to be crazy, man.
The watch time's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Or like those people who, like, I know, like, some people, like, they'll have like live streams of like, of just like outside.
Yeah.
It'll be like a live stream of like a waterfall outside that they hit next to you. And bro, all because you just got to put the camera up.
Yeah.
And they're making money. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
They literally just put the tripod on the camera,
and you know,
and start filming.
Yeah, something. You know those live streams of like even like a farm or something. Yeah. You see like farm animals or some shit. Yeah. You know? They make a lot of money.
Like yo, like there's one YouTuber I watch. Mm-hmm. Is literally just this guy. He walks through New York and like
what?
Yeah, he's walking through New York and like you can just hear people like talking in the background.
Oh, it's like
and
a like, calming type of thing. Like a yeah, like yeah, a it's chill. Calming.
Yeah. And yo, it's wild because I literally have that in the background for like hours. And, like, and I don't even notice it.
Yeah.
And like it's so relaxing and all that.
It is, yeah. Cause imagine you have one of these like white noise channels.
Yeah.
Let's it play in the background and somebody uses that to fall asleep every single night.
Every day. And now it's playing all night.
Let's say like thousands of people use that and play every single night.
Yo.
And it's accumulating. These videos have like over 20 mil.
Yeah, they have mils.
Yeah. Millions, bro. Millions of
and
views.
A whole bunch of likes.
And it's not like this shit goes out of style or out of trend.
Uh-huh.
That shit's like forever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, like I can watch the same video of like those like every day.
Yeah, because it's just like white noise. Time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even like podcasting too. Podcasting low-key, you can just always replay.
Yeah, for
have
sure.
It in the background, you know?
I can't lie, yo. I might do that white noise, man.
Do it, bro. Do it.
Do that white noise.
You can low-key do that. Just like, I don't know, just record some shit. You should make some random shit like me sleeping. Like, just record yourself.
It's like me snoring. Sleeping on my bed. I just wake up, the video ends.
No, because you know there's people that want to play something where it sounds like there's more people in the room. You know those ones?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I seen ones like off like a party or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or even like a light conversation, dinner party or whatever, right?
Oh, I love those.
So imagine you just record your own of just you like just sleeping. Sleeping at the... Like, pretend I'm in bed sleeping with you. I'm telling you, some lonely shorty is gonna play that.
And I'm like farting and shit.
And you gotta act like, yo, move over. Give me the blanket.
Nah, that's actually interesting. That's actually
interesting. Dog, there's so much ways to make money online.
Yo, like I never thought about like how much money you can actually make off that. That just blew my mind right now.
Dog, there's so many different things you can do. Like there's people that made so much money from even CSGO before back in the day.
Really?
Remember when CSGO was popping? People used to like sell skins of their guns.
Oh, no, I remember that. I remember, yo, some of those skins just go for like a lot, man.
Yeah, people hustle. I feel like even anything, it doesn't matter what it is, there's a way to hustle it and make money from it.
Like, as long as like the demand is there, you can definitely just make the money off it.
Yeah. Yo, going back to like the crystals and shit, I low-key want to go out into the park and see if we can find something. Because I watch these videos of like Ontario, they find like geodes. You know geodes?
Wait, what is that?
It's like these rocks, like bumpy rocks. And then when you crack it open.
Oh, it's like kind of like a crystal inside.
Yeah, it's full of crystals inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, do you know what's crazy? I found one of those at the side of my house once.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the one where like, it's like the purple crystal.
Yo, in the middle. Like amethyst?
I think so.
That's crazy.
But bro, I don't know where it went though.
Damn.
But yeah, yo, I just saw it like at the side of my house.
All right, let's do a vlog. We'll go look for some.
Yo, yeah. Rock hunting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I watched this video and supposedly like Ontario has some.
We have a lot?
Yeah, apparently.
Yo, I'm trying to find like a geodude, bro. Or like an onyx. Onyx.
Pokemon.
This comes alive. No, I'll actually try that though. I want to try that. Like just like finding just like rocks, like cracking them open.
Yeah, it's
and, like see when I like what you find.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a treasure hunt.
It reminds me of like a Kinder Surprise.
You're thinking Americans don't have Kinder Egg Surprises.
Oh yeah, they don't.
They don't.
Because of band.
Yeah, they have like the Kinder Egg, but it's like plastic, and they just have the chocolate inside.
Oh, that's whack.
I know. I think. That, yeah, yeah. It's whack. They only have like the toy and then chocolate, but separate in a plastic egg.
What?
Nah. It's not the same.
It's
bro.
Not the same, man.
Not the same. And yo, what sucks is like the reason they didn't allow it in the US.
Yo, it wasn't because like people are choking on it.
That and there's something in the law where it would be an act of terrorism if you put something in the food.
What?
No, because it's like putting like foreign objects in your food.
But you know.
I don't know. Somewhere in the law, it's just like, it's an act of terrorism.
How do you not know?
I don't know, bro. It's just somewhere in the... I think it's because, like, you know, like, trick-or-treaters and shit, and then people put stuff in the candy. Okay. It's like that, I guess. That's fucked up.
Yo, do you know what I love about Halloween?
What?
Like, you know, like, those one houses where, like, they just have the bowl out, and they'd be like, oh, like take it, like, take one.
Oh, man. Then you just rinse the whole thing.
You take the whole bin, you dump it in the bag.
Yo, you see that? You see that one white kid? He like took it, filled his bag up, and then you saw the cameras. Like, no, bro, that kid is gonna be a menace to society, fam. I'm telling you, that kid that did that shit is a menace to society.
I'm telling you, he's gonna do something criminal one day, man. Yo, you about to see his mugshot,
bro. Yeah, because I used to see a lot of kids, like, when I used to teach swimming and shit. I don't want to knock on anybody, but like, there's some kids I knew, like, damn, they can be kind of bad growing up. You ever get those feelings? You ever see?
Nah, some of them, I don't even have to talk to them. I just look at them. I'm like, yo, this kid's up to no good. Yeah.
And then, and you know what's funny? People used to tell me I was that kid. You were that kid. Bro, Ryan has a picture of me. Like, we all sent pictures of us when we were younger.
Yeah, when you're younger.
We made like a collage of like the squad when they're younger, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just sent a random picture. He's like, yo, Carlos looks like a bad kid. If you look at it, like, I look kind of mean still.
Yo, I remember this one picture of you, where like, it's like when you're younger. I think you're wearing like an army suit or something, and you had like bare Nerf guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a bunch of Nerf. Yo, it looked like you're about to pull up on someone.
Yo, I was super into that shit, eh?
Nah, for real. Yo, you're super into like the army stuff.
Yeah, because I used to always want to, because I grew up watching like Saving Private Ryan,
yeah,
Rambo, all of these,
and like Call of Duty and all that.
Yeah, I grew up on Call of Duty early.
Yeah, no,
early.
You definitely did.
One of my first games was Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
That was one of your first game?
I think that was my first game on Xbox 360.
And yo, I just forgot about this. But yo, the first game that you made, remember in computer class?
Oh, shit.
You made like that like Call of Duty type of game?
I forgot all about that, bro. Yeah. so we actually had a project. We were both in computer engineering class. And then I made like, I had to code like a video game. And it was like a Call of Duty game. It was like a tank, and then I had to like shoot like bad guys.
Yo, that game was so sick.
Yeah,
it was game was so underrated, bro.
It was actually fun.
That was your underrated game.
Bro. And then you can customize it with everything, like sound effects, whatever. Yeah. Every time you shot someone, they make a noise.
Yo, I remember for that class, I made a Drake versus Meek Mill game.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And like, yo, like the game, yo, it was basically like Super Mario.
Yeah,
but Mario was Drake, and like the Goombas, they're like Meek Mill.
That was right when Back to Back came out.
That's when the beef started.
During the Drake Meek Mill beef. Dog, I think that's like, do you ever think we're going to see another beef that crazy? Like Meek Mill and Drake?
Nah, we're not. I don't think so, man.
I feel like that was like the epitome of rap beef.
That was the epitome, bro, for sure.
Because Meek Mill was so memeable.
Yeah, you for sure. I'm like, it was against Drake.
Yeah, and Drake's the top. Drake's Drake.
That's what I'm saying, he's Drake.
But okay. So, I call that the epitome of like rap beef, but what would you consider Pusha T, Drake? That beef.
Pusha T and Drake?
Yeah.
Yo, it wasn't on the level of Meek Mill and Drake, man.
Because it wasn't as memed.
Yo, the only person that I can see doing something like that is like 6ix9ine.
Where?
It's like 6ix9ine and like somebody else.
Yeah. But 6ix9ine, does he even like, he doesn't make diss tracks though.
Nah, he's not making no diss track. But like he makes like diss videos.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
that's
when he just like, he talks shit and like all that.
Yeah, little boy to me. You don't have this watch. Kiss you on your forehead.
Hey, listen.
I feel like 6ix9ine is going to go down in history as like a legend. Low key.
Yo, because he's so good at controlling the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's so good at getting attention.
Not only that, but like he came from the dirt, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
He came from the dirt and he came up on an image that was hard to market.
Yeah, like the whole like rainbow hair.
Yeah, that's a very hard image to market, but he ran with that shit.
And
made it to the top.
It ended up working.
Yeah. He top Billboard charts, fam. Imagine like that.
Like the thing about 6ix9ine, like you could talk like all the smack about him, but like the numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Numbers don't lie.
Cause even if you look like an artist and their aesthetics type of shit, right?
Yeah.
Like let's say like a regular rapper, like a Roddy Ricch or like a Drake. Kind of like similar type of aesthetic. Like
Travis Scott type.
Yeah, like the same type of aesthetic, right?
Yeah.
6ix9ine does not fit any casual aesthetic we've seen of a rapper.
Bro, like he He's in his own lane. Like, yeah, he's in his own place. Like, when it comes like aesthetic and all that.
Mm-hmm. And then I would also put like X in that.
Yeah, I can definitely see. He's different. Yo, another person I kind of feel that can be in that is like Kanye.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because Kanye's like a pioneer though.
Kanye, he's so different, man. Mm-hmm. From like the way he thinks, yeah, his mentality is like, it's so different compared to like all these other rappers.
He was a pioneer. He was like did he influence Kid Cudi?
I think so, right? I think he did.
Because a lot of his beats, a lot of his like 808 and Heartbreaks was way ahead of its time.
Bro, that was way ahead.
It was so ahead of its time that when it came out, it didn't bang as hard until now. You bagged that?
No, yeah, no, that's true.
Like, obviously, no, I'm not saying it wasn't good back then, but like compared to now you kind of hear similarities in other people's music because they looked at that as inspiration.
Yeah, like it's one of those albums that like aged with time.
Yeah, just exactly. That's exactly it.
And yo, like I feel like for like our generation, mm-hmm, I feel like that can be like Travis. Like,
yo,
Travis
Scott. Maybe. Because like, he kind of has that like punk rock, yeah, type of. It's like the Rager, you know?
Yeah,
the,
like Riot kind of.
Yeah, Rager aesthetic. Yo, do you think Rock's coming back in style?
Rock, yeah, for sure.
Because you know Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, yeah.
Dog, Olivia Rodrigo's track, what's it called? The new one, the latest one.
Yeah, yeah.
Her song sounds exactly like Paramore's song, Misery Business.
Nah, it does. It does.
It sounds exactly like that, bro.
And yo, like, if you think about it, like, every single rapper, they want to be rock stars.
Yeah.
And like, they always have like that rock star type of look.
And they're looking at that kind of like era as inspiration now.
Nah, so, I'm telling you, Rock is definitely coming back.
I feel like it's electric guitar is coming back for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like all the rock beats you hear, guitar beats, the guitar instrumentals, right? Kind of crazy, bro. But yeah, I'm happy though because I grew up on all that shit. I grew up on rock.
I grew up on rock music.
Yeah, I grew up playing the guitar.
I can't even lie, like, the first time like I got into rock kind of is when I got Rock Band.
Word, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember it was when the Wii like first came out, and my dad, he wanted to get a game that me and my brothers can all play together. So he got Rock Band.
Yeah.
And yo, as soon as I played that, like that's when like it really started getting into
I feel
it.
Like that's how a lot of people got into it. Really? With like Guitar rock. Hero.
Yeah, like Guitar Hero too. Guitar Hero was huge.
Yeah, Guitar Hero and Rock Band, that's how people got into it. And I feel like that's how that whole sound emerged. Or like that's how that whole sound came stronger in freaking culture because of those games.
Yo, those games are so influential. And now I think about it.
Because if you think about it, like, people were spending a lot of time playing those games, right?
Yeah.
And nowadays, what do a lot of people spend time on? They're spending time more on, like, social media apps.
Yeah.
But before, all we did was watch TV. Think about it. You come home from school.
Yeah.
What do you got to do? Shit. TV, video games.
That's basically it.
That's
or
it.
You, like, you do that or, like, you go outside or something.
Yeah, you go outside. Now, shit. Like, video games.
Social media.
Netflix. I mean, whatever. YouTube. You know what I mean? There's so many different things. And it's not, like, it's not so narrowed down. A lot of people are getting into different things. But before, whatever was popping was popping.
That's what was popping.
That's what everybody was doing.
Nah, yo. I remember that Guitar Hero wave, man.
Yeah.
That wave was crazy.
It's crazy. I don't think there's going to be another, like, kind of influence like that in a long time.
Yeah, for sure. I can't see it.
To change a whole kind of like music taste like that?
I can't even. Because, yo, if you think about like a whole bunch of like the artists that are like peaking now, like all the rap artists are peaking now,
mm-hmm,
they all listen to like rock on the side.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, a lot of them listen to rock, man.
Damn, bro. Let's make a band.
Are you gonna be a singer, fam?
I'll play the guitar, bro. You sing.
I'll sing, fam. I'll sing. Yeah.
Mario Judah type shit.
Mario Judah.
All right, let's end it there. We're hitting the end of the time. But yeah, bro, thanks for coming out again, Josh. Yeah, no thank problem, you so bro. Much, bro. Yo, if you guys haven't joined our Discord, join that. You can talk to Josh. You can talk to me. You can talk to Gavin. That. All the guests are on there. You guys haven't joined it? Join it. Link in bio. Special announcements. Check out my new channel. I'm gonna drop our first vlog on there, and I'm gonna drop my first episode of Nostalgia Tripping on there. So stay tuned for that. Jumpers jump out.
Peace.